to the Sunday Class Dance 240 with Amanda Peart. First broadcast on the Nation Station Radio GH on Sunday 28th of September 2025. Happy birthday to the two Anns and Connie in Worcestershire, who all celebrate this week. Brendan McPhee with Under the Double Eagle, an 1893 march by Wagner, an Austrian military music composer. And I chose it as the theme today is the letter U, the 21st letter and fifth vowel of the Latin alphabet. There are not a huge number of Scottish dances beginning with U, as you can imagine, though enough with cribs available, and about half of those had recordings too. We will start with the Union Jig, devised by Elaine Brunken in 2005 and published in her Moments in Time book, for which Muriel Johnston, Keith Smith and Jim Lindsay recorded the CD. Ones and twos dance right hand across, half left hand across and change places left hand on the sides, flowing into left shoulder reels of three on the sides. Ones and twos set and Petronella in tandem, twice. Then three couples advance and retire and turn partner right hand. Jim Lindsay, Keith Smith and Muriel Johnston played We're Nor Very Foo But We're Gaily Yet, Becky Taylor's Audacity by Simon Thaumier, Blackwood Jig by Ben Dorkin, and Maria's Return by Muriel Johnston for the Union Jig. Jim Lindsay is playing again for our first reel, The Ullapool Ferry by Pat Houghton from RSCDS Book 52. The dance finishes with a Hello Goodbye Poussette, first devised by Barry Priddy and later adapted by Rod Downey. The original tune for the dance is Pat Houghton's Hornpipe by Muriel Johnston. Jim Lindsay and his band played Pat Houghton's Hornpipe and Jim Lindsay's Reel, both by Muriel Johnston, then The Knockdo Reel by Ian Hardy and Stomach Steinway Man by Ian Lousian for the Ullapool Ferry. Our eight-time Strass Bay was not a problem today with Up in the Air by William Bogue in 1797, published by the RSCDS in Book 20. Ones dance down the outside and back, then three couples promenade with ones casting off and twos finishing at the top. Ones set to first corners, second corners and finish between them for a very quick six hands to the left in four bars. Three couples advance and retire and turn two hands to own sides. There have been seven recordings made and unusually the two by Nicol McLaren are not the same. He recorded a CD for RSCDS Book 20 in 2008, having already made a recording for this dance in 2001 on Clash Madden Volume 1, and it is this earlier recording which I have chosen for today. Thank you. McLaren and the Glen Craig Scottish Dance Band played 8 tunes for Up in the Air, Sir George Clark of Pennycook by Nathaniel Gow, Crow Hillock by Archibald Duff, Dorota Bridge by James Braidwood, The Duke of Edinburgh, William MacDonald Black by Angus Fitchett, Margaret's Fancy by Ian and Bill Powery, John Stephen of Chance Inn by Angus Fitchett, and Kate Farrell by Mabel Gray. We even have a medley, Unit 2 Fantasia by Murrow Landon, which he describes as a jigsaw medley created in lockdown, which interrupted his preparation for his Unit 2 teaching exam. He took 1 8-bar phrase from each of the 12 prescribed dances and fitted them together with the proviso that each 8-bar phrase comes from the corresponding part of one of the dances, though it might be slightly or heavily modified, danced by different couples from different places, or in a different rhythm. Each section of the dance does have one unmodified 8-bar phrase in its original rhythm. There is, of course, only one recording for this sort of medley, the ever-changing Medley 2 from the Valin Suite 2, played by David Cunningham and his band. David Cunningham's band played Jig for Archie by Ian T. Muir, Crow Hillock by Archibald Duff, which was the second tune in the last dance, and Miss C.M. Barber by Ian MacPhail. Our next jig is Uppies and Doonies, the last dance which Roy Clowes devised, and refers to the annual town game in Jedburgh, where two teams, the Uppies from the upper end of town and the Doonies from the lower end, attempt to carry the ball to the opponent's goal. Roy noted that the rules are mysterious and very flexible. The dance was published in the Roxburgh Selkirk and Peebles Branch 50th Anniversary Book in 2007. No recording, and as the requested tune was by Muriel Rimmer, I looked for a recording of one of her tunes which would fit. So here is Alistair Hunter and the Lawn Scottish Dance Band. The second tune is by Muriel Rimmer. Thank you. track from Alistair Hunter and his band was Mary Curry by Sandy Nixon, Burry's Bray by Muriel Rimmer, and Fiona's Jig by Ian Hardy. Now a five-couple reel, Ute and Triss by Carola Fisher, in 2012 to celebrate the wedding of Ute Lenz and Tristan Cresswell. Ones and threes half turn and twirl, then cast and turn left hand to face first corners. Hello goodbye to face third corners. Pass and turn with third and fourth corners to finish in the centre on opposite sides facing down. Lead down, lady under man's arm, lead up and cast off one place to third or fifth place. A note says that the dance could also be danced with seven couples. The recommended recording is for Wevenay Electric, so I've chosen Bill Ewan's version for David Bolton, as it has his favourite tune in. Played Krakens by Graham Mitchell, Hauling the Ropes by John Renton, The Telephone Box by Freeland Barber, and Randall's Reel by Graham Mitchell. Up and Down Ben Nevis is a three-couple Strathspey from the Inverness Diamond Collection, and the recording by Colin Dewar begins with Drum and Cook's Up the Ben and Doon Again. Thank you. Carl Endure and his Scottish dance band played Up the Ben and Doon Again and Jimmy Jardine, both by Drummond Cook, and then Glengarry's Dirk by Simon Fraser. Having been up and down Ben Nevis, it's now time to go or be up the pond, the common name for the banks of Newfoundland. This jig was written in 1994 by Martin Mulligan, celebrating the Royal St. John's Regatta, held on the first Wednesday in August, or the first fine day after. The regatta is the oldest continuous sporting event in North America. Bars 1 to 8, 1s and 2s advance and retire, then right hand across, depict going to the regatta and meeting old friends. Bars 9 to 16, 1s and 2s do-si-do, then left hand across, are the games and wheels of fortune. 17 to 24, 1s lead down, lady under man's arm and back up to the centre, is the race with the turning of the boys at the bottom of the pond. And finally, the scuff to celebrate victory. Hands across on the sides, then ones cross up through the twos and cast to second place. Not having anything like the right music, I stuck with the pond theme, and this is Sound Company with Over the Pond 2.
Thank you.
company played Sandra's Jig by Jerry Robichaud, Andy, Tea Gardens by Angus Chisholm, and Rock Valley Jig by John Burt. The Umpteen Bar Reel is another by Murrow Landon from his period of doing Units 2 and 3 for his teaching certificate, when it was drummed into him that teachers should only ask their musician to play multiples of 8 bars. David Queen, however, memorably asked for all sorts of variants when teaching at a London day school, 9 or 10 bars, and also umpteen bars of reel time. The dance is 4x48 bars, with 2s and 4s starting on opposite sides, and it looks pretty fearsome. Murrow recommends Butterfly Bride recording by Nicol McLaren and the Glen Craig Band. Nicol and the Glen Craig played Gladys Kindness by Angus Cameron, Sally Pickers, South Lee by Ian Peterson, and Fiona's Reel by Brian Griffin. Another short Strathspey is the Unsullied Saltire by Reuben Freemantle, emphasising the essential character of the saltire. After one's cast and turn left hand to face first corners, the next 12 bars are a 2-bar phrase repeated 6 times. Whilst those in the centre dance out to first corner positions, first corners dance across the set to turn second corners left-hand three-quarters, so that second corners are in the centre, facing first corner position. Then two half-diagonal reels of four, threes and ones set and link, and all three couples chase halfway to progressed positions. No hints for music, so here are Judy Nicholson and Ian Muir from the first of two CDs calling themselves Tartan Ties. Judy Nicholson and Ian Muir's band played Dorrita Bridge by James Braidwood, another tune we have already heard today. Then J.F. McKenzie of Gary Nahine's Stornoway by Pipe Major William J. Ross, and Aspen Bank, which is traditional. Our last jig is the Upside Down Jig by Harry Rhodes, which doesn't really appear upside down from the instructions, with a standard 2-4-1-3 progression. However, just in case it is confusing, I've chosen the George Meikle track for Lookaboochie. Midlothian Scottish Dance Band played Ochil View by Alan Rintoul, Mr. and Mrs. McRogerson by Ian MacPhail, Earl of Errol by Francis Peacock, and Miss Moira Sinclair by Ian MacPhail. Our final U dance is Under African Skies by Roy Goldring for the Pretoria Branch 35th Anniversary. Another dance which looks interesting. No difficult formations, but slightly unusual angles. Muriel Johnston and friends made the recording on the double CD Old Friends Meet. Thank you. Johnston, Ian Robertson, Jim Lindsay, Keith Smith and Gordon Smith played Misty Mountain Reel by Vuta Ubert, Nobles, Lady Hamilton, Glenn's Hornpipe and Linton's Hornpipe, all traditional, and three Muriel tunes, Expectancy, Friday Dancing and Tegemoors for Under African Skies. We will play out to the U.S. tramping song, just to keep completely on theme. I hope you've enjoyed the programme and will join me again next week. Bye!